We've got some big news. We have decided to sell a rich Toyota Subaru, and we found a great owner. I've been in the dealership and in the business for over 35 years now, and we just thought it was time to, my wife and I, just to step back. My wife's name is TR, and we've been married. This will be our 30th year married, so she's been through all of this with me pretty much. And as we got in through the COVID year, and we're having a great year obviously at the dealership, we just decided, you know what, after 35 years, let's take a step back and we're going to retire.
Okay. Well,
so it's
congratulations
awesome.
On Thank retirement. You. And who are you selling to?
The name of the new dealership will be Great Lakes Toyota and Great Lakes Subaru. And it's the Great Lakes Auto Group out of Akron, Ohio. So they have a couple Honda stores, a Hyundai store, and they also have Capital Kia down in Columbus. So, and it's amazing, Matt, that I think about it. We've been a Toyota dealer for 33 years and a Subaru dealer for 39 years at this location. And of course, my dad started here in the mid 60s with a VW store.
Okay.
So this corner has been a LaRich corner for many, many years. Pretty cool.
And speaking of that and all your loyal customers and stuff, what are they got? Are they going to see any big changes?
I'll tell you, big changes in a great way. We are retaining all the employees. You know, with them coming from Akron, one of the things the new owner group did say is, hey, we want everybody to stay for the simple fact we can't bring 44 people from Akron area, so we need everybody, you know. So everybody's going to be rehired here. We've got a new general manager coming in. I should say they have a new general manager coming in and who'll be running the store. So that's really the only person they're bringing that will stay. But what you're going to see is a lot more inventory. Great Lakes is known as a huge used car dealer, so you'll see a lot more inventory, new and used, out here. You'll also see a revamped and updated service department with a lot of new equipment and a real growth back in service too. So that'll be a big deal for this town for sure.
Okay, and it's going to stay a Toyota and Subaru dealership?
Yes, it sure will.
And
it'll stay. Yeah, seamless for everybody that in our family that have been here, you know, still the same friends and family relationship that everybody has. Because, Matt, we go back all those years. We have families that have bought, you know, 15 to 20 cars from us over those years. The mom and dads have bought several, the kids and now their kids. That's what we see. So it's a really cool deal. And yes, everybody will be seamless because they'll see the familiar faces in here. What they're going to see again will just be some upgraded things in our service department showroom, probably a fresh coat of paint and everything looking a little different around here, you know.
And is it kind of, I mean, like you said, your dad and now you, is it kind of hard to, how hard was this decision to do?
Yeah, it's very, very hard. I saw myself being here. My father's 89 years old and he's still my partner in this, and he's still a partner in another Chevrolet store in Michigan. I saw myself being my dad, being 89 or 90, but my dad really never stopped working. He would spend some more free time and, you know, he retired definitely, but really was still in the dealership about every day pre-COVID. And I saw myself, you know, you always say, hey, what are you going to do someday? Or let's do this someday. Well, my wife and I decided it is someday now. We want to do a lot of volunteering in this community. We want to be, you know, we have like to go up to Lake Erie and do some boating, and we're going to do some volunteering in that area. We just want to really stay busy that way in the community, because that's been our saying, you know, proudly invest in this community, and my wife and I aren't going to stop that by any means, so we're excited about that as well.
Nice.
But I gotta tell you, it's exciting, but it's very bittersweet to see the LaRich name come down and the Great Lakes name go up. It'll be great for the community. In fact, the new owner is going to continue a lot of the charitable events that we do here, which I'm very proud of.
And speaking of things like that, the name change and everything, when is all this gonna happen?
Everything really officially happens on June 1st. So you'll see a flurry of activity out here on the corner next to Best Buy, as they say in my commercials. So a bunch of different things will come in. You know, they'll have new trainers. They'll have a transition team here. But you'll see a flurry of activity come this Tuesday, June 1st. And then the new regime takes over that day and moving forward.
Now that you have more time on your hands, anything else you're going to get into?
Well, we have grandkids here. That's why we want to stay in the community. So a 9th grader and a 7th grader. My son Justin also works at the dealership, so he'll be staying here as well. So he's back in parts and service department, does a great job here. So we want to stay in the community so we can spend more time with the grandkids. And really, you know, camper up at the lake, spend some time there. And again, in our community, involved with the grandkids and doing some volunteering. So, and you know, relaxing. Used to working 70 hours a week, so it'll be very interesting when we slow down a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Anything else you might want to add before I let you go?
Just really, really excited for the future of the store. I think it's going to do great. The new owners, I'm meeting them. I'm excited that I think they'll really take it to the next level. That makes us feel better as a family. And another thing is I want to thank this community, Matt. I want to thank this community for over 35 years that I've been here of being loyal customers, service, parts, everything. And these people, like I told you a few minutes ago, people coming in buying 6, 7, 8, 10 cars, 15 cars. That means a lot. That means we're doing something right as a family, and that makes me feel really good, our entire family really good. And also, I want to note too, my brother John isn't going anywhere. The Chevy Cadillac store is going to keep rocking and rolling right downtown Findlay. So a lot of people did have that question, and I do want to mention that because that's very important to John, that everybody knows that he's not going anywhere, that it's really just this location out here making the changes. And the greatest thing is we work so many hours here, Matt. That's how I met my wife. I sold her a car.
Really?
30 years ago. She came in and bought a car. I was selling cars for my brother John at the Chevy store, and that's how we met.
That's awesome.
So, and it really worked out well, obviously, since we're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year.
Well, congratulations.